Hey folks, Graham here. How is your Monday going? Happy Monday. Happy Mondays are a band from Manchester. And welcome to my rock. Upon this rock, I will record my video. And trust you're having a great day. Today's Monday. And I am still in the Berkshires, in the beautiful Berkshires. We went to Great Barrington today. And just sitting here in our cabin doing some things, avoiding bugs in the countryside, but all is well. I believe we'll be home tomorrow evening and just looking forward to all God has for you and I. This coming Sunday, I'm going to be speaking in Sturbridge in the morning, again on having a heart that's embedded in God's love, really important message. We're going to be doing an outdoor prophetic outreach where we're going to offer people words from God on Norwalk Common at 3 p.m. in Southern Connecticut. If you're in the area, we'd love to see you there. Boom, that's about it for now. Hey, do check out our podcast as well. I have at least one podcast a day going out. If you go to gtm.org/podcasts, you will find a link and a way of connecting there. Let me share something real quick with you guys. This is my second favorite verse in the Bible. My favorite verse has to be Romans 4:17, which speaks about Abraham, like God, who called those things which are not as though they were. But I want to read my second favorite. I have so many favorite verses, but just listen to these few verses. John 14:19, a little while longer, the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Yeah, come on. Pause. See you later. Let me tell you something. The world does not see Jesus, but we see him. You know, I think religiously we've read this verse to mean, yes, after the resurrection, he appeared to them and they will see him. Or after the second coming, we will get to see Jesus again. I don't think that's what he's saying. I think right now, today, on a Monday, I can see Jesus. You can see Jesus, not in some, well, we see him in every in nature. We see him when we perform acts of kindness, sure. But through the eye of faith, we see Jesus can be seen. He wants to be seen by his people today. Because I live, you will live also. You know, I often say it, but Jesus didn't die so we could live. He died so we could die. And because he lives, we live also. Really got to get that. His death wasn't to make us live. His death was to make us die, that old man. And because he lives, we live also. And I'm coming to my favorite verse. Forgive me, getting attacked by bugs here. Verse 20, in that day, in what day? Today, Monday, but literally the day of the Lord. We're living in the day of the Lord right now. In that day, you will know, in UNESCO, be intimately acquainted with the fact. In that day, you'll know that I am in my Father, that you are in me, and I am in you. Think about that. In that day, today, you will know. Not learn in Bible school or learn children's church, but you will know by experience, I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. He who has my word and keeps it is he who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father. I will love him and I will manifest myself to him. I want to keep this real quick today, but you know, 1 John 2 verse 5 says, he who keeps his word, in him the love of God is perfected. Now, of course, that means at a level one level, that means he who does what the word says, he who acts upon the word, he who keeps the word in that way. True. But it's also he who guards my word, he who treasures my word, he who stores my word up, he who buries my word within his heart. And Jesus says that he who guards my word and keeps them is he who is loved by me. You know, at a real practical level, the measure to which you and I experience the love of God is the measure to which we guard his word. Now, again, that means acting on the word, but it also means holding the word, memorizing the word, treasuring the word. And then let me finish with this. Jesus says, he who does this will be loved by me, loved by my Father. I will love him and manifest myself to him. Jesus says, for the one who loves the word of God, the one who abides in the word of God, he will manifest himself to us. Yeah, I for some reason, when every time I hear that word, I think of that passage in Song of Solomon where it talks about the you know, the bridegroom, and he flourishes himself, he shows himself. Jesus wants to show himself to his people and then show himself to the world through his people. Here's my point in saying this today. Satan's biggest attack against you and I is attack against abiding. We are in Christ Jesus. Our spirit's in Christ, 1 Corinthians 6:17. And yet God wants our soul to abide in him. And Satan will try everything he can to stop you abiding in the presence of God, to stop you abiding in the word of God and the call of God. And also, and I'm seeing a lot of this at the moment, to stop you abiding with the people of God, to get you to forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And whenever you're not abiding in the presence, the word, the mission, and the people of God, you stop seeing Jesus. He stops manifesting himself to you. Not that he doesn't want to, but that's how you see him. So we're supposed to abide in him. And today, like a stool with four legs, abide in the word, abide in the presence, abide in the call of God, and abide with the people of God. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And Jesus will show himself to you and then show himself through you. Selah. Guys, I'm cheering you on today. Hope you're having a really great day. I've got about four videos out today. I have the message I spoke here in a log cabin in the Berkshires last night. I have part one of my series, How to Care for Your Soul. I think I've got some of my Q&As. I think I've got one about divorce and remarriage coming out tonight, and this video here. So lots of media getting out there, and wrote a new song yesterday as well. Really like it. Called King of Kings, Lord of Lords. So, boom, hope you'll hear that soon. Drop me a line, love to hear from you guys, and Jesus loves you. Bye for now.